Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Dear Girls by Alexandra Ali Wong, a collection that shines as a beacon of laughter, authenticity, and wisdom. Through a series of heartfelt and uproariously funny letters to her daughters, Wong dispenses advice that ranges from the practical to the profoundly intimate, all while reflecting on her journey from a struggling comedian to a celebrated actress and stand-up comedian. Her tales span embarrassing misadventures, the gritty realities of life, and the joys and challenges of motherhood, each narrative pulsating with Wong's signature wit. Ali Wong, a powerhouse of talent best known for her groundbreaking Netflix specials, Baby Cobra, and Hard Knock Wife, brings her experience as a comedian, actress, mother, and now an author to these pages. Born and raised in San Francisco, Ali has captured hearts worldwide, not just through her stand-up but also with her role in the critically acclaimed Netflix film Always Be My Maybe, which she co-wrote and starred in alongside Randall Park, and her portrayal in the ABC television show American Housewife. Her work, charged with honesty and humor, has made an indelible mark on and off the screen. Dear Girls is tailored for a wide audience, from aspiring stand-up comedians who can glean insights from Wong's relentless pursuit of her craft, to young professionals navigating the early stages of their careers, and new or expectant mothers seeking solace and laughter in shared experiences. If you're looking for a book that combines life lessons with levity, all delivered in Ali Wong's inimitable voice, this episode will introduce you to a piece of literature that might just become your next favorite read. Dear Girls, Intimate Tales, Untold Secrets, and Advice for Living Your Best Life. Introduction. Embrace your unique journey through life and motherhood. Dear Girls, 2019. Offers a candid glimpse into the dynamic life of Ali Wong, a bold woman who navigates the complexities of being an Asian American comedian, a loving mother, and a relentless individual. Through intimate letters to her daughters, Ali doesn't just recount tales from her vibrant youth in San Francisco or her adventurous yet tumultuous times in New York. She unfolds valuable lessons derived from her rich tapestry of experiences. This collection isn't designed as a conventional parenting manual filled with do's and don'ts. Instead, Ali Wong crafts a mosaic of guidance, echoing the belief that one can indeed flourish in both family life and a demanding career. She champions the significance of wading out of your comfort zone through travel and exploration, while also preaching the gospel of self-acceptance. At the heart of Dear Girls lies a powerful stance against the tyranny of perfectionism. Ali invites us into her journey of self-discovery, highlighting how embracing the imperfections in our appearances, behaviors, and life choices can catalyze personal and professional growth. It's an assurance that we can carve out our paths despite, and because of, our unique quirks and flaws. As you delve into these narrations, you will learn balancing the demands of career and parenthood is not just possible, but can be incredibly fulfilling. Accepting and loving your imperfect self paves the way for a life devoid of crippling self-doubt. The trials of parenting, though often daunting, rank among the most enriching experiences one can embark on. Dear Girls is more than a book. It's an invitation to embark on a journey of self-acceptance, to recognize that the unique and imperfect paths we walk are not deviations but celebrations of what it means to live a life fully. Part 1. Embracing the Roller Coaster. Lessons from Ali Wong's Journey. Imagine your ideal life. It might feature attaining your dream career, living a storybook romance, or raising a picture-perfect family. These dreams fuel our drive and ambitions, but they often come packaged with unrealistic expectations of a smooth sail to success. Life, as Ali Wong's experiences vividly illustrate, is far from a straightforward journey, It's a rich tapestry woven with exhilarating highs, profound lows, and those toe-curlingly embarrassing moments in between. Allie's adventure begins in the vibrant streets of San Francisco, where her teenage years were marked by a cocktail of rebellion and bold ventures, from her early experiments with marijuana to a penchant for shoplifting. Despite her wild heart, Allie possessed a laser-like focus on her objectives, propelling her from her audacious youth to an ambitious student at UCLA, and later to the bustling metropolis of New York City. In 2008, New York became the backdrop for Allie's relentless pursuit of stand-up comedy. Her career kicked off in an unconventional venue, the Brainwash Cafe, a unique blend of laundromat and bar. Here, among the whir of washing machines, Allie honed her craft night after night. Her journey wasn't merely about perfecting punchlines. It was a testament to resilience in the face of an industry where she, as an Asian American woman, was a rare sight among predominantly white male peers. From the crude stages of Brainwash Cafe to finding the love of her life and embracing motherhood with two daughters, Allie's life is a testament to the mosaic of human experience. Yet it's her candid admission of life's imperfections, from the ongoing commitment to couples therapy as a testament to her marriage's strength, to the everyday struggles of balancing a thriving career with motherhood, that endears her story to us. Allie Wong's tale is a masterclass in navigating the unpredictable waves of life. It's about understanding that setbacks, heartbreaks, and awkward blunders are not just stumbling blocks but stepping stones that shape who we are. Through her eyes, we learn that the essence of life is not in achieving a flawless journey, but in embracing the beautiful mess of living. Now, as she lays bare her lessons in heartfelt letters to her daughters, Allie imparts the wisdom that our imperfections and challenges don't diminish us. They enrich our stories and strengthen our spirits. Her narrative is a beacon for anyone looking to find meaning amidst the chaos, a reminder that in the tumultuous journey of life, every twist, turn, and tumble has a purpose. Part 2, The Transformative Power of Travel, Allie Wong's Journey of Self-Discovery. Traveling is more than just a break from the mundane. It's an open door to understanding the world and ourselves on a deeper level. This truth is beautifully embodied in Allie Wong's adventures abroad, where each step outside her comfort zone offered invaluable lessons in culture, self-reliance, and self-esteem. During her sophomore year at UCLA, Allie seized the opportunity to immerse herself in the vibrant life and culture of Hawaii for two transformative months. It was there, amidst new friendships, the exploration of intriguing courses, and the gastronomical pleasure that led to 10 delicious pounds, that a profound experience awaited her. A powerful presentation by Haunani K. Trask, a woman of incredible presence and wisdom, struck a chord with Allie. Witnessing Trask's unmistakable goddess queen energy, her ability to command respect while fully embracing her femininity, provided Allie with a new archetype for her own self-perception and aspirations. This encounter ignited a newfound confidence in Allie, encouraging her to embrace life's opportunities with open arms. This newfound courage led her to Hanoi, Vietnam, during her junior year, marking a pivotal chapter in her self-discovery journey. Beyond the anticipation of exploring her mother's homeland, Allie encountered Hai, a fellow student whose resemblance to her, from geeky interests to a shared passion for bicycles, sparked an immediate attraction. Despite her bold pursuit, Allie's quest for romance led to a confronting revelation discovered in the pages of Hai's diary, his inability to find her sexually attractive due to her natural body hair. Instead of succumbing to shame or societal expectations of beauty, Allie harnessed the empowerment she had experienced in Hawaii. She realized that true self-assurance comes not from others' acceptance, but from self-acceptance and the refusal to conform to superficial standards. This moment of clarity marked a significant turning point, not only in her perception of relationships, but in her acceptance and love for herself. Allie's time in Vietnam transcended the personal. It connected her with her heritage, allowing her to absorb the essence of her mother's homeland through its rich history, flavors, and landscapes. Through these experiences, Ali not only discovered the enriching depth of different cultures, but also reclaimed parts of herself tied to her roots. Travel, as Ali Wong's journey illustrates, is an invaluable teacher. It challenges our preconceptions, opens our hearts to new ways of being, and, most importantly, guides us back to ourselves. If you ever have the chance to explore beyond your borders, embrace it, for the lessons you'll learn and the person you'll become on the other side might just surprise you. Part 3. Charting Your Own Course. Ali Wong's Rebellion Against Stereotypes. In a world quick to judge, the labels and stereotypes thrust upon us by outsiders can feel like invisible chains, dictating who we should be rather than embracing who we are. Ali Wong's journey through the realms of comedy and self-identity teaches a powerful lesson in breaking free from these constraints, showing that the expectations based on race and gender do not have to define one's path. Ali's experience as an Asian American comedian was littered with encounters against the backdrop of racism and absurd stereotypes, a reality further complicated by the misogyny pervasive in both society and her chosen profession. She vividly recalls a moment of unwarranted judgment in Honolulu, where her mere presence on stage, as a woman, was met with preemptive disdain from an audience member, showcasing the sexism rooted deeply in the comedy scene. In her quest for respect and understanding in her early comedic career, Ali found herself diluting her femininity. She would take to the stage in baggy cargo pants and skater shirts, her hair styled in an attempt to diverge focus from her gender, hoping that her audience would listen to her words rather than fixate on her appearance. Despite these efforts, Ali still faced condescension from peers, often white male comedians, who claimed her success was merely a product of being a female minority, dismissing her raw talent and hard work. The journey to self-acceptance in the face of such adversity is daunting. Ali discovered that there are no manuals for navigating the murky waters of ignorance and prejudice. The cornerstone of her resilience has been a steadfast commitment to self-belief, a reminder that the restrictive ideas others hold about our identity based on race or gender are not reflective of our true selves or our potential. For Ali, surpassing the limiting expectations of an Asian American woman in Hollywood and in life wasn't about conforming to predefined narratives, but rather about igniting her inner passion, motivation, and unyielding determination to succeed. When young individuals inquire about breaking into Hollywood as an Asian American woman, Ali emphasizes that the essence of achieving one's dreams transcends the constructs of race and gender. It's about the fervor and grit one brings to their journey. Ali Wong's story is a clarion call to chart our own course, to defy the stereotypes and labels that seek to confine us, and to craft a narrative that's uniquely ours, driven by passion and untouched by the limiting beliefs of others. In doing so, we not only reclaim our identity, but also light the way for others striving to find their place in a world rife with preconceptions. Part 4. The Uphill Battle of Crafting a Career. Ali Wong's Tale of Tenacity. Building a career you can take pride in is far from a walk in the park. It's a relentless climb, paved with obstacles, moments of self-doubt, and encounters that test your resolve. Ali Wong's journey through the rugged terrains of stand-up comedy and acting is a testament to the sheer force of will and dedication required to turn aspirations into reality. In the nascent stages of her career, Ali encountered the universal rites of passage that mark the pursuit of success, engaging in thankless tasks, navigating the complexities of working relationships, and often contributing her talents for minimal financial return. By 2012, Ali found herself at a tipping point, juggling roles as a TV actor while embarking on a grueling tour as a stand-up comedian. This period was defined by the relentlessness of travel, nights spent in less than luxurious accommodations, and the challenge of finding nutritious meals on the road. Ali's tour schedule was nothing short of punishing. In St. Louis alone, she powered through 9 stand-up sets across 5 days within the claustrophobic confines of a smoky basement bar. Beyond the physical and mental toll, she also faced the uncomfortable reality of workplace harassment, a prevalent issue within the comedy circuit. Despite the hurdles, for Ali, the opportunity to step onto the stage, to share her voice, and connect with an audience, anchored her commitment to her craft. She recognized an essential truth about professional growth. Excellence is the result of persistence and iteration, not immediate genius. The early days of her stand-up career were punctuated with performances that missed the mark, where the sound of silence from the audience was a stark reminder of the gap between vision and execution. Yet it was in these moments of apparent failure that Ali's resilience shone brightest. She embraced bombing as an integral part of the creative process, a necessary step in honing her art and discovering her authentic comedic voice. This journey of trial and improvement gradually led to a breakthrough in her performances as she began weaving her personal experiences and family history into her material, resonating more deeply with her audience. Ali Wong's path underscores a pivotal lesson. The road to achieving one's dreams is steep and strewn with challenges, but it is those who are willing to endure, to embrace the discomfort of growth, and to persistently refine their craft who eventually reach the summits they aspire to. Through her story, Ali illuminates the transformative power of dedication, showing that the trials faced along the way are not just obstacles, but stepping stones to success. Part 5: Finding Strength in Your Roots, Ali Wong's Legacy of Resilience. Our origins, embedded with tales of hardship, triumph, and perseverance, serve not just as a narrative of where we come from, but as a compass guiding us through life's challenges. Ali Wong's journey epitomizes the profound impact of embracing one's heritage to draw strength and navigate the tumultuous path toward personal and professional fulfillment. Ali's familial legacy is a tapestry of immigrant stories marked by resilience and sacrifice. Her mother's voyage from Vietnam and her paternal grandfather's journey from China to the United States are not merely historical footnotes. They are chapters of endurance that have instilled in Ali a deep reservoir of fortitude. Reflecting on these narratives, especially in times of adversity, has empowered her to confront obstacles with a heightened sense of purpose and determination. When Ali found herself in New York City, crammed into a small apartment with 6 roommates, it was the recollection of her grandfather's hardships that provided perspective and solace. His story, moving from Monterey, California at the tender age of 8, working as a live-in laborer without the basic comfort of a bed, underscored a life of unyielding resolve in the face of deprivation. His economic struggles did not ease with time, as he and his wife continued to sleep on hard floors due to financial constraints. These narratives served as a humbling reminder for Ali, casting her immediate hardships in a new light. They reaffirmed the notion that perseverance and hard work, values imbibed from her family, were integral to overcoming life's vicissitudes. The cramped quarters of her New York apartment thus transformed from a mere inconvenience into a stepping stone, an obstacle to navigate with focus and grit, a lesson in endurance inherited from her forebears. Moreover, the ability to withstand criticism, an indispensable trait for anyone in the public eye, but especially a stand-up comedian, was another gift from her family. Raised in an environment where teasing was commonplace, Ali developed a thick skin, an attribute that fortified her as she faced the inevitable rejections and failures on her path to comedic acclaim. Ali's story is a testament to the power of familial legacy and the wisdom passed down through generations. It serves as a reminder that our ancestors' struggles and triumphs are not only stories to be remembered, but lessons to be lived. In the fabric of Ali Wong's resilience, we see the threads of her heritage, a legacy that has equipped her to face life's challenges with humor, grace, and an unwavering spirit. It underscores the universal truth that our roots, with their tales of perseverance and resilience, form the bedrock of our strength and the essence of our being. Part 6: Embracing Each Other, Flaws and All, The Essence of Supportive Relationships. At the heart of any fulfilling relationship is the profound acceptance of each other in entirety, flaws, quirks, and all. The journey to discover such a harmonious bond, however, is often paved with trials and errors, heartaches, and learning moments. It's an exploration that requires us to sift through our experiences, distinguishing between what we don't want and ultimately illuminating what we truly desire. Ali Wong's quest for love mirrors this universal search for a partner who not only embraces but cherishes our authentic selves. Her journey took a significant turn when she crossed paths with Justin, the man who would come to be known affectionately as Mr. Wong. Their initial encounter was anything but typical, a first date attending one of Ali's stand-up shows, which culminated in scenes that would make many balk. Yet instead of being deterred, Justin found joy and admiration in Ali's unapologetic expression, signaling the beginning of a relationship anchored in mutual acceptance and support. The foundation of Ali and Justin's union was quickly tested by the rigorous demands of Ali's career. Success in stand-up comedy, as with many creative professions, is not confined to the conventional 9-to-5 timetable. It often requires late nights, extensive travel, and sacrifices that could strain even the strongest of bonds. Ali was acutely aware of the challenges her career posed to potential partners, understanding that her dream demanded not just her own dedication, but the support and flexibility from her significant other. When life transitioned from being a couple to becoming a family, the principles of mutual support and acceptance deepened further. The production of Ali's film, Always Be My Maybe, marked a pivotal moment, requiring her to spend 6 weeks in Vancouver, away from her new role as a mother. It was a period that tested not just the resolve of their partnership, but the conventional dynamics of parenting and support. Justin's response to this challenge was a testament to the strength of their relationship. Far from being overwhelmed, he embraced the responsibilities of solo parenting with open arms, tirelessly commuting between Los Angeles and Vancouver to ensure the family remained connected. It was a remarkable display of partnership, revealing that at the core of their relationship was not just love, but a deep-seated commitment to each other's happiness and success. Their story underscores the reality that thriving relationships are founded on more than just attraction and common interests. They are built on the bedrock of mutual acceptance, unconditional support, and an unwavering willingness to grow together through life's challenges. Ali and Justin's journey highlights that the true essence of a supportive relationship lies not in the absence of obstacles, but in the shared resolve to navigate them together, proving that with understanding and commitment, love can indeed conquer all. Part 7. Reality Check: Life Beyond the Dream. Navigating the chasm between our aspirations and reality is a universal struggle, marking the passage from youthful idealism to mature acceptance. Environmental factors, unforeseen challenges, and the simple unpredictability of life mold our experiences in ways we rarely anticipate. Ali Wong's journey from dreaming of a leisurely motherhood to encountering the raw, unfiltered essence of reality encapsulates this transition, serving as a poignant reminder of life's inherent unpredictability. Enthralled by the glamorous portrayals of motherhood on social media, Ali envisioned a future punctuated by relaxation and self-care. Inspired in part by the idyllic lifestyle projects of celebrities, the reality of her situation, however, proved to be starkly different. The fantasies of indulgent downtime quickly evaporated, replaced by the relentless demands of parenting, cooking, cleaning, and managing playdates, punctuated by the practical and far less glamorous adaptations she made for breastfeeding. This transition from aspiration to reality underscores a fundamental truth. Life rarely aligns with the polished perfection curated on our screens. The stark contrast between expectation and experience isn't limited to personal lifestyles. It extends to the relational and financial dynamics that shape our adult lives. Ali's encounter with the notion of a prenuptial agreement provides a compelling illustration. Initially perceived as a breach of trust, The suggestion from her soon-to-be in-laws to sign a prenup evoked a defensive reaction. The thought seemed to insinuate not just a lack of faith in the relationship's longevity, but a direct judgment on her character. Upon reflection, however, Ali's perspective shifted. The prenuptial agreement, rather than being a symbol of distrust, became an empowering catalyst for her own financial independence and success. It was a profound realization that altered her understanding of autonomy within a marriage, underscoring the unexpected ways in which our lives diverge from the paths we once imagined. Ali Wong's experiences, from adjusting to the realities of motherhood to embracing the wisdom of financial independence, highlight a crucial lesson. Life is not a meticulously curated highlight reel. It's a series of adjustments, surprises, and, at times, concessions. The moments that challenge our expectations are often the ones that forge resilience, foster growth, and teach us the value of authenticity over appearance. Through this lens, we see that navigating life's unpredicted turns is not about relinquishing our dreams, but about embracing the nuanced reality that unfolds before us, finding fulfillment in the lived truth rather than the imagined ideal. Part 8: The Unvarnished Truth of Parenthood. Parenting, a journey as old as humanity itself, is often romanticized through rose-colored lenses. Future parents, buoyed by excitement and dreams, may envision an idyllic chapter ahead, filled with joy, learning, and growth. Ali Wong's initiation into motherhood mirrors this familiar tale of aspiration clashing with reality, serving as a candid reflection on the relentless, often thankless, yet profoundly rewarding essence of raising children. The transition from anticipation to the lived experience of parenting illuminates a truth seldom depicted in the highlight reels of social media or the curated anecdotes of family lore. The day-to-day of parenting is a marathon of persistence. Ali's initial aspirations, from nourishing her children with a whole foods diet to dedicating nightly reading sessions, quickly encountered the formidable challenges of practicality and exhaustion. The routine yet necessary tasks, shopping for clothes, replenishing school supplies, and the daily grocery runs, underscore the unglamorous, repetitive nature of caring for young lives. Moreover, the journey of motherhood often entails a confrontation with one's own set of expectations. The envisioned image of the perfect parent gradually gives way to the acceptance of imperfection, the acknowledgement that sometimes serving a box of mac and cheese is not just easier but entirely necessary. This realization is a part of the broader process of embracing the flawed, messy, and downright embarrassing moments that come with the territory. Ali Wong's recount of an outing to the Huntington Botanical Gardens captures the unpredictable, sometimes comical turbulence of parenting. The physical realities of motherhood, from unexpected breast milk eruptions to diaper disasters, are moments of vulnerability and embarrassment, yet they are as integral to the parenting experience as the milestones and successes. Yet, within the chaos and the challenges lies the undisputed reward of parenthood. It offers a unique canvas to impart values, to nurture confidence, and to sow the seeds of love and security. The measure of parenting success is not in crafting the perfect experiences or maintaining an immaculate facade, but in the quieter, enduring connections fostered with one's children. Ali Wong's reflection on parenting strips away the idyllic veneer to reveal the rugged, demanding, yet deeply gratifying essence of raising children. It's a reminder that while no parent can claim perfection, the simple act of being present, of putting forth love and effort, can be profoundly significant. In the end, parenting is not about crafting the perfect narrative, but about navigating the unpredictable, embracing the imperfections, and finding joy in the profound privilege of guiding young lives. Final summary. Ali Wong's story, as intricately woven through the pages of Dear Girls, spans the gamut of human experience, from her early days cutting her teeth in dimly lit comedy clubs, to the nuanced complexities of balancing motherhood with a demanding career. Through candid and humorous letters to her daughters, Ali imparts wisdom that transcends ordinary advice, distilling her trials, errors, and triumphs into potent life lessons. At the core of these narratives is a resonating truth. Life doesn't come with a playbook for success or fulfillment. In crafting her letters, Ali doesn't shy away from the raw and often messy realities of life. She delves into the rebellion of her youth, the grueling ascent of her career in comedy, the roller coaster of romantic relationships, and the relentless demands of parenting. Each story, anchored in personal history, serves as a testament to the unpredictable nature of existence and the power of perseverance. Ali's journey underscores a critical lesson: the importance of self-acceptance and the acceptance of life's inherent unpredictability. She challenges the notion of a perfect path, advocating instead for a philosophy of embracing one's flaws, quirks, and the chaos of the everyday. It's in the acceptance of life's imperfections, Ali argues, that we find resilience, adaptability, and the authentic essence of happiness. Dear Girls is not just a collection of advice from a mother to her children. It's a manual for navigating the complexities of life with humor, grace, and a steadfast commitment to self-love. Ali Wong's story is a reminder that while the climb may be steep and fraught with obstacles, it's the journey, with all its highs and lows, that molds us. Through acceptance, we learn not just to endure, but to thrive amidst the unpredictability of life, carving paths that are uniquely ours. In the end, Ali's letters serve as a beacon for her daughters, and indeed for all of us, illuminating the idea that the richness of life doesn't lie in achieving perfection, but in experiencing the full spectrum of what it means to be human. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.